It is 9:21. We've got clouds and two above right now. Welcome to Snooze Day Tuesday morning show here, March 7th. Thank you. Waking up with us, and our Tuesday talk around continues. Got to check in with our good friends at Red River Communications, talking with marketing specialist Carrie Kleingartner on the phone with me this morning. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Bill?
Good. Hey, let's circle back to last week, and I know the weather was kind of touchy. Did you get your events in, and how did those go?
Well, we got one of the two in. So we were in Fox Home last Tuesday, and we met a ton of awesome people. We got a bunch of people signed up for FiberFast Internet, and so we're continuing those efforts. We are reaching out to all of the people in those build areas, encouraging them to get their paperwork in. Even those that are currently our Ag Wireless customers, we still we want to hear from you. We want to get confirmation and authority to bring that fiber internet to your home and your business. So people will be starting to hear from us if they haven't already. If they listen to this program, they've definitely heard of us. Right?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, we've talked about it a lot. So, Carrie, tell me something for people that don't know, too, and bring us kind of up to speed with this. Red River Communications, you just keep expanding your outreach, and now you're moving further out into Wilkin County, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And actually, last week, a lot of the great folks in extended areas of Wilkin County, we actually just submitted another grant for even more funding for Wilkin County. We're really trying to help fill in those gaps of the places that just haven't been serviced by their out-of-state provider to the extent that they need to be. And got our fingers crossed on that one, and we've got a couple other pending grants. I know, remember, we talked about the one over in Wahpeton, in the rural Wahpeton and DeWitt area. We're still waiting to hear from that one. And, you know, once we start getting some of these grants back in, we're really going to start to hit the ground running and servicing these people in as timely manner that we can.
So, Carrie, if people are listening to us talk and they say, you know what, there is definitely an advantage to fiber. How can they get signed up for this? I would imagine this is going to happen in the spring. But how did they get signed up to get fiber from Red River Communications?
Yeah, absolutely. So those of you that are in our current build area, and that would be the area from Breckenridge across 210 to about a little past Fox Home, and then south down to about equal Doran. And then we come right across, and then we get a little bit of the area just south of Breckenridge. So if you're in that area, I highly recommend you give us a call. We have a phone number at 701-553-8309. We also have an office that's really conveniently located in downtown Wahpeton at 522 Dakota Avenue. We've got people staffed there from 8 to 4:30 every day. So stop on over. They can help you fill out the paperwork and help you pick the right plan for your family or for your business. And then, yeah, that's really all there is to it. All we need is just to get that paperwork signed and the authority to bring that fiber across people's property. And yeah, it's going to be quite an effort. And we want to highly encourage people that, you know, since this project is being funded with grant funds, it's very important that they respond in this next couple months here, because if we can't get them included with the grant funding that we have, it could cost them out of their own pocket later on if they elect to do this like a year or two down the road. So do it now when you can get it for the most reasonable cost.
I love that. Exciting stuff going on at Red River Communications. Carrie, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this week?
Yeah, you know, just for everybody else in our cooperative area, just want a reminder that we have our annual meeting is going to be coming up here on March 23rd. We're serving a scalloped potato and ham meal at the Richland Elementary School. The meal starts at 5, and the business meeting starts at 6:45. We're giving away cash prizes. Plus, for the kids, bring your kids. We're giving away a Nintendo Switch Lite. So trying to bring the cooperative message to the younger generation. So bring your kids, bring your grandkids, and join us on the 23rd.
Gary, always great to talk with you. Have a good week, okay? We'll talk next Tuesday.
Excellent. Thanks, Bill. Take care.
You bet. Carrie Kleingartner, Marketing Specialist with Red River Communications. And we talk with Carrie every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The latest round of funding has been announced for the USDA lending program aimed at helping to build production capacity in the meat and poultry processing sector. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
New advent-